Let's talk a bit about Ag Leader Technology. Tell them about the company.
Well, Bob, Ag Leader's got a lot of products in the precision ag industry. Everything from planter controls, sprayer controls, yield mapping, steering, and even software to write variable rate prescriptions and manage all your data.
How precise are we seeing farmers get out here? I mean, they have the capability. Are they taking advantage of the capability to be down to the square foot?
That's an excellent question. And the first question a guy asks when he's talking about GPS accuracy is, you know, we ask him what he's looking to do with it. Not everybody needs sub-inch accuracy. We do have it readily available, either by RTK or correction by cell phone. But when guys are doing strip fertilizer or other applications where they're looking for one-inch repeatability, we can help them out.
So what do you determine? What factors do you use to determine how precise you need to be?
Usually I'll ask him if he's looking to take the markers off the corn planter or something where he needs a consistent, accuracy within a couple of inches. And we look towards our better GPS systems. If he's doing like a broadcast or a tillage application, something where 6 or 8 inches leeway here or there isn't as important, we can go with more of our standard GPS.
Talk about the unit. What does the unit consist of? How does it actually work?
Well, for steering anyway, we have two different systems. We have our Paradigm, which is the integrated hydraulic system. And we also have our OnTrack 2, which is our mechanical steering system that actually mounts to the steering wheel.
All right, and then on the planters?
On the planter, we've actually got several things that we're doing. We just introduced our advanced seed monitoring, which gives the grower all the information he needs from the planter, skips, doubles, singulation. We're also able to hook up and control hydraulic variable rate drives on a planter, and we've got our SureStop and SureVac clutches, which actually shut the row units on and off automatically so that he doesn't overplant in any of the end rows.
And then the sprayer?
The sprayer, we can actually do the steering on the sprayer as well. We've got boom height controls through our working with NORAC boom height control. We've even got the boom section controls on the sprayer. And then another thing that's been new for us is for guys that are doing side dress nitrogen application in wheat and corn, we've actually got our Optrix sensors, which can actually read the vegetative index of the crop and apply the exact amount of nitrogen so you're not wasting any inputs.
And again, down to the square foot if you wanted that precise?
Absolutely.
That has to be quite a tool this year especially, huh?
Yes, we've definitely had a lot of interest in it. It's a newer technology. Guys have a lot of questions. But we've got a lot of really good dealers that are going out and getting this stuff going, and guys have been just absolutely tickled pink with it.
When using the technology, what kind of a yield difference are we realistically talking about here?
Well, as an example, just strictly speaking from a dollars and cents sign, for example, on our row unit shutoffs, guys will come up that have perfectly square fields, and we've seen a pretty easy 2% just on seed savings. Guys that have a lot of point rows, oddly shaped fields, it's not uncommon to see an 8% seed savings. So a grower knows what he spends on seed corn. Seed corn's not getting any cheaper, so if you've got 6 or 5 or whatever percent seed savings, it doesn't take any long at all to pay for the equipment. And in addition to that, we've actually even got some, you know, not as clear benefits, I guess, but when you're not overpopulating into the end rows with the corn, you've got a lot less competition for nutrients, not to mention it's a lot easier to harvest the corn when you're not having to knock a bunch of corn down to get to it.
And now when you get into the harvest, you've got the unit on the combine as well.
Absolutely, and that's, yield monitors, we've been around making on-the-go yield monitors since 92. You know, we're pretty well experts at it. But what the yield monitor gives you is at the end of the day, it gives you a report card. I mean, you can record varieties when you're planting. You can record different fertilizer rates. You can record different spraying rates, different chemicals. But at the end of the day, that yield map allows you to basically check and see if what you're doing is paying off.
How big does this farm have to be to justify the expense?
We've got guys that are doing just simple guidance systems that are 500-acre farmers to guys that are doing steering and variable rate fertilizer and everything. Just, the sky's the limit. So really, if a guy's interested in becoming more efficient, We can probably help him out, you know, almost irregardless of his acre size. And we even have different leasing and financing programs available to help guys out get going into it.
Now, if people would like more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, there's a few different ways, actually. You can visit, you can become friends with Ag Leader on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can go to www.agleader.com, or you can pick up the telephone and give us a call at 515-232-5363, and any of us in the sales department would be happy to talk to anybody.
Are you at all surprised at how quickly GPS has caught on in precision agriculture?
Well, it's funny, as the inputs and everything gets more expensive, guys are interested in making sure it's getting put in the right places. So it's certainly over these last few years with the innovations that have come in precision ag with the planter row unit shutoffs, the GPS steering, everything has not only become a lot more attractive to guys, it's easier to use, which has been a, you know, in the past has been a roadblock. So, you know, with inputs more expensive, with the equipment getting easier to use, more affordable, guys are getting more knowledgeable on it. There's a lot more of them out there. We've got a track record with this equipment that it does work. It's amazing, but I just see it continuing to keep going up.